Hey, this is Mrs. Charles, Charles. That's the last name. First name is Jeanette, Jeanette. That's a lot of letters for Jeanette, Jeanette. And this lady was born 3/22/69, and she wasn't seen today. Yesterday, she was seen the 26th. For some reason, the dictation didn't come through. She was born 3/22/69. She was seen the 26th of October. Yeah. And this is her story. This is a 53-year-old woman with history of hypertension, multiple sclerosis, obesity, severe spasticity, weakness, and decreased appetite. Patient has lost about 20 to 25 pounds because she's very... She doesn't like to eat anymore. She is in pain because of her MS, and she's suffering from spasticity and weakness. She lives with her husband, who's 83 years old and with history of CHF, COPD, and multiple issues and problems. Patient's allergy, known drug allergy, medication includes VURMITY, 230 milligram BID for MS. Lisinopril, 40 milligram a day. Baclofen, 10 milligram a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Buspar, PRN. Motrin, PRN. Cymbalta, 60 milligram a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. And Synthroid. Elovil, 25 at nighttime. Ozempic, to, but she's not taking any longer because of the weight loss. And Zyzal. Period. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She'll hear, she's from Houston. She does a lot of volunteer work because she wants to stay active. Surgery, none. Family history, consistent with CHF, kidney disease, diabetes, COVID immunizations up to date. Review of system as above. On exam, Ms. Charles found to be in no distress. 130 over 88, pulse is 82, respiration is 18 at febrile. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs, dual bronchi, abdomen soft, PMs are clear, skin shows no rash, there is spasticity noted at the shoulder girdle bilaterally, as well as extensors in the hip region, extensor and flexors in the hip region and the lower extremity. Assessment number one, multiple sclerosis on VIRMITY. Next number, hypertension control. Next number, severe spasticity on baclofen. Next number, anxiety on Buspar and Cymbalta. Next number, chronic pain on Cymbalta. Next number, hypertension control. Next number, decreased sleep on Elovil. Next number, lost weight because of weakness, not eating, and social issues, as well as her worsening MS. Next number, patient is active. She does volunteer work. She's able to drive and get around and help her husband with his daily chores, since he's very much disabled now. Thank you.